This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the acupuncture and general health channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Dominique Bonador, a board-certified acupuncture physician of acupuncture and herbal solutions that is currently treating patients for many health-related conditions at Natural Healing Arts Medical Center. Dr. Bonador, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. So, first of all, for starters, how did you get into the field of acupuncture?
Well, it's really funny. When I tell this story, I chuckle because, believe it or not, I was the biggest critic of this type of medicine. If anyone tried to mention acupuncture as a treatment or anything related to acupuncture, I was like, no. I just knew that there was no way an individual could be helped with their back pain or their headaches from one acupuncture needle. No way. But what I had to come to realize is education is the key. I myself needed to be educated on the subject. I needed to read as well as see and talk to different people who had experienced its greatness. And so I did, and I was quite amazed at what one tiny needle can do.
Can you tell me and our listeners what acupuncture really is and what is the foundation of it?
Oh, of course. Well, acupuncture is an old age oriental medical practice that has been practiced for over 3,000 years on every single continent. Acupuncture is actually one modality of oriental medicine. Others include things like diet and exercise, herbal medicine, Tweena, as well as cupping. Acupuncture is very different than Western or traditional medicine that we know of and use today. Western medicine, as we know, uses a variety of man-made medications and products to try to heal the body from the outside in, kind of like a mechanic repairing a machine, whereas acupuncture essentially works from the inside out by stimulating and boosting our own internal resources, those natural pain-relieving substances, natural anti-inflammatory chemicals, hormones, and immune system enhancers, just to name a few, to heal our bodies, all without the need for outside drugs. There is no medicine in the needles. The medicine is in our own bodies. The needles help our bodies make its own medicine.
Makes sense. So what are some of the most common ailments that you see today in your practice?
Well, much research has been conducted proving the validity of acupuncture, including MRI studying, electrical sensitivity testing, as well as thermography. And in fact, the World Health Organization lists at least 28 different conditions for which acupuncture has been proven through controlled trials to be an effective treatment, with many, many more exhibiting a therapeutic effect. Some of those conditions include things like back pain, knee pain, neck pain, headache, nausea and vomiting, rheumatoid arthritis, as well as stroke. Today in my clinic, I see a lot of neck pain and back pain, as well as seasonal allergies.
Interesting. Today we are with Dr. Dominique Bonador, a board-certified acupuncture physician of acupuncture and herbal solutions, currently treating patients for many health-related conditions at Natural Healing Arts Medical Center with locations in Bradenton and Sarasota, Florida. Here on eHealth Radio's acupuncture and general health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Bonador, in today's view on medicine, do you see a lot of resistance in the acceptance of acupuncture?
In some crowds, yes, but not as many as you think. Because many individuals are becoming fed up with how mainstream medicine treats them, with all the prescriptions and virtually no time with the physicians, they want an alternative. And in most cases, they need an alternative, or at least a complement to what they're currently doing. Acupuncture alone is quite effective, but if and when paired with things like internal medicine, obstetrics and gynecology, pediatrics, psychiatry, and even chiropractic, to name a few, wonders can happen. Patients will actually get better and not just have their ailments band-aided.
Lastly, is acupuncture safe, and are there any side effects using this medicine?
Oh, awesome question. Well, acupuncture has withstood the test of time for millions of people. It is completely safe with virtually no side effects. We acupuncturists use tiny, prepackaged, sterilized needles, which are disposed of in red biohazard containers immediately after use. So the needles I use for myself will not be used on you, or anyone for that matter, and vice versa. Every practitioner, such as myself, receives extensive training in anatomy and, and physiology to avoid inserting needles in a place that can cause damage. Acupuncture is not painful. During the initial insertion, you may feel a minor tingling until the needles reaches the correct depth under the skin. Sometimes a brief sensation of heat is felt, but in most cases, patients don't even know the needles are being inserted. After an acupuncture treatment, most patients will experience a sense of well-being, relaxation, and often be energized.
Well, it certainly has been good to have you, Dr. Vonador. Good information here on the topic. Tell us where our listeners can not only be in touch with you, but to get more information online.
Oh, yes. You can go to my personal website, which is www.drvonador.com, as well as on my Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/drvonador.
And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a tip on the topic that we have been covering today, which is acupuncture?
If I can leave anything with our listeners, I would just say, if you're wondering if acupuncture is right for you, I say give it a try. You would be surprised at what one acupuncture needle can do.
Well said. Dr. Vonador, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio, and happy holidays to you and yours.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Dr. Dominique Vonador, a board-certified acupuncture physician of Acupuncture and Herbal Solutions that is currently treating patients for many health-related conditions at Natural Healing Arts Medical Center located or with locations in Bradenton and Sarasota, Florida. And once again, the websites of reference is drvonador.com as well as naturalhealingartsmedical.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Acupuncture and General Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.